In that context, does black artist mean literally black artist? Or to some Americans, does it mean also representing on behalf of civil rights or related issues or political hip hop?
Political Hip Hop is a listener-supported podcast. We appreciate all monthly donations. Follow the donation link on your streaming platform to donate. All books written by me, available on Amazon.com, or DM me at Tyrone Motif for your autographed copy.
Welcome, welcome, people. This is Political Hip Hop, American politics and the hip hop culture. I am your host, Tyrone Motif.
The dangerous aspect of YouTube couples in the black community. We're going to talk about it.
She asked, what's more cuter than her pretty face? I replied, financial independence, baby. Achieving financial freedom is my mission, baby. How to get money, how to get rich, how to save money without flipping a brick. I went legit, handled my biz until I started one. Black-owned from the start, jump, because a black-owned business is how the God come. How to find love and know. How to find hope and go. Mental health first, self-help, motivational quotes. After heartbreak, after divorce, after prison, after becoming a boss, I follow my heart, showing proof just how smart, how far we could go without falling apart, how we argue, yet grow in the dark, like seamlessly hopeless dreams, yet my Beyonce fiance gotta be single but not for the streets, and my heart together financially free. And I'm a 90s hip-hop baby. She 90s R&B, we both hip-hop crazy. And the only reality TV is you having my baby.
That's a fact, though. I'm yours truly, pardon me. I'm yours truly, Tyrone Motif. This is that channel. Please subscribe. Please hit the notification bell. Please drop a comment below. And please give this video a thumbs up. I want to talk about the dangerous aspects of YouTube couples and how these YouTube couples can harm the black community in a major way. Looking at YouTube couples like Young Pharaoh and Golden Beauty, that couple and couples like them are worse than individuals online that scam the black community out of money. When you are single, the cost of living is cheap. Or should I say, less expensive than it would be if you was living with your significant other or if you had a whole family. To live single is cheaper. I say that to say this. If you are a couple, your cost of living alone will cost more. If you are a YouTube couple, your cost of living would definitely cost more because now you have an image to uphold. If YouTube is your only means of income, consistency is your best friend. You must be consistent on YouTube or your channel die. If you are in front of the camera all day, You must keep your image up, your appearance, your lifestyle. And for a whole lot of human beings, your ego is through the roof. Your pride is through the roof. It's hard for an individual to go from this level in life to 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 this level in life financially, lifestyle-wise. It's difficult for a person to do that so publicly and then lose it all like that so publicly. So when these YouTube couples begin to see they are about to lose it like that, they become desperate. And desperation will always be the worst motivation. I repeat, desperation will always be the worst motivation. If you are acting out of desperation, you aren't thinking rationally, logically. You're not. Desperation causes many people to do some savage things. Not only to themselves, but to others. And usually, it's family and friends and your loved ones and your co-workers and business partners, those in your daily life. Is those that become victims to a motherfucker ego and pride. Your followers become slaves to your lifestyle. The rhetoric you spew online. Your viewers, your followers, your subscribers. They wallets become entrapped their wallets I repeat their wallets become entrapped within your mission, your goals, your promises to them, your service, your nation, your organization. They wallets become entrapped in your nonprofit endeavors. Some give their last to contribute to your mission. Just like so many people that go to church, they will give their last to put in that collection plate. Golden Beauty and Young Pharaoh and so many other YouTube couples, it's just like them churches sucking their congregation dry. Sucking their subscribers dry. Taking from the Black community. And giving nothing back tangible. But more broken promises, lies to cover up those broken promises and crimes. That's what they get in return. Where do our black folk hard-earned money go? Oh, I know. It go where the black folk money in the black churches, it go where that church money go. To a damn white bank out the ghetto. Until you decide to blow it in some white man's store. Not reinvesting none of that money back into the black community. Your YouTube community, your subscribers. A motherfucker can't even win a prize on your channel. God damn. You take. And that's why YouTube couples is worse than individual scammers and frauds. That's the dangerous aspect of a YouTube couple within the black community. The positive aspect of the couple is all the things we loved about them, everything that caused us to follow them. The negative aspect, the things we should be in tune with, is their lies, their crimes, the fraud, the scams. We have to stay on top of that. Because if we don't, we lost already. I'm yours truly, Tyrone Motif. This is that channel. Please subscribe. Please hit the notification bell. Please leave a comment below. And please give this video a thumbs up. Peace.
This was Political Hip Hop. Thank you for tuning in. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review.